We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 15, in the words of Ari, item 18. You can send us your questions to Kabda.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, part 15, the construction of the Nukva, the words of Ari, item 18. And this is the matter of go diminish yourself, that her upper nine sefirot departed and rose to Zer'anpin, and she remained a small point and descended under the Achoraim of Yesod, and the matter of the diminishment of the moon was on the fourth day. So Malchut, in her development, in her corrections, reached a state that she can be like Zer'anpin, but in such a state that she will be like Zer'anpin. All of a sudden, she doesn't have any chassidim, so she cannot receive chokhmah, she cannot receive fulfillment, and she needs chokhmah. Therefore, she says, we cannot both be nourished from the same state, from the same place together, because Zer'anpin is the light of chassidim, it needs chassidim, and in the state where we're nourished from Ima, it has fulfillment, and I, from that state where we are nourished from Ima, I have no fulfillment. So what do they tell her? Go diminish yourself. Meaning, if now you can diminish yourself and reach additional corrections from the fourth day until the sixth day of creation, then later on you will reach a state where, yes, you will receive like Zer'anpin, and eventually the two great lights will be equal and you will be equal to him. Zer'anpin towards Malchut, this is the example of how she should be in the corrected form. Inner Light, item 18. Go diminish yourself. Her upper nine sefirot departed and rose to Zer'anpin, and she remained a small point, and she descended under the Yesod. Seemingly, it doesn't go together with what the Ari said in other places, that by her accusation she descended to Bri'ah and became a head for the foxes. And here he says that her nine sefirot rose to Zer'anpin, and she to a point under the Yesod. And the thing is that there is, in the third Bechina of Achor of Nukva, internality and externality. And it was explained above that this matter of diminishment is the Bechina of her Ibur of Panim. And in that perspective, it is considered that her upper nine rose to Zer'anpin, and she herself is a point under the Yesod. Because in terms of Ibur, there is only the internality of the Patsuf only. However, the externality of that Patsuf descended and closed Bri'ah and became their Bechinat Keter. Indeed, that too is not considered an actual descent. Only in the value of Atzilut it is regarded a descent, for she was corrected there in the Bechina of revealed Rosh of Arich Anpin of Bri'ah. And that descent came to her because of her accusation on the Bechina of Gadlut. And therefore, the externality of that Gadlut, adulthood, descended to Bri'ah. And this is why it is called Kitrug, accusation, for it caused a descent to her Bechina of Gadlut outside of Atzilut and understand. Again, item 18, or should we read item 19?
If it isn't clear, then, I'll read. Go diminish yourself for the ninth sphere of her departed, the first nine, and rose to Zer'anpin, and she, the Malchut herself, remained as a diminished point below, went below his Yesod. Similarly, it is not fitting with what the Ari wrote in several places. For the moon accused Briah and become wash ahead for the foxes. And he said that her nine sefirot rose in Ziranpin, and she is in 2 points below Yesod, meaning either she ascend or she descend. So what's basically the division here? Here it is written as if head for the foxes, she descends below. And here as if she goes up in her nine sefirot. And the point is that in the third Bechina of Achor of Nukva, internality and externality, we are saying that there is posterior and anterior. Posterior Achoraim is considered the structure building of the Kelim, whereby in Kelim there is Ibui and Kemuchin also, three stages for building the Kelim, and also Keter even. A fourth state. And the afterwards, the lights, also Ibui Nikamochin of Orot, meaning three stages. So he says the following. For in the Bchina Gimel of Pastir of Nukva has internality and externality. There's no points and dots and commas here. All right, let me clarify that the matter of this diminishment is the aspect of Ebu of her panim, her posterior, anterior. And in that respect, it is considered that her nine sefirot rose to Ziranpin, and she herself remained below the point of Yesod, because with respect to Ebu, she only appeared in the internality of the Patsuf. However, the externality of this Patsuf was clothed in Briah and became there as Keter. Hence, there is no problem where it is written there that she became wash for the head for the foxes and he as if tail for the lions, that her first nine rose to Atzilut and there as if descended to Briah. Indeed, that too isn't considered to be a descent, meaning when she descended to Buya. Rather, only with respect to Tzilut, it is considered Buya, for she was revealed as a Rosh that's revealed to Bia. We know that all the worlds of Bia are like in the structures Atzilut, where it is a replica of Atzilut in Klipot, meaning in the shells, in desires of Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. And that descent came to her due to her accusation over her Gadlut. Therefore, the externality of Atzilut went to Bia, and therefore she's. Therefore, she caused the Hergadlut as externality of Atzilut. So this accusation is that specifically after the accusation of slandering, after the scrutinies of where am I and why am I in such state that I am incapable, what is that I'm incapable of bestowing? As we're speaking of spirituality, then she's told, incapable of bestowing? Go diminish yourself. So why is it called then insult, also with respect to bestow? Meaning we are constantly in need of scrutinizing the essence of the action. Not the action itself. The action itself doesn't matter to me. What do I care about? Nevertheless, they don't tell us about all the actions, just as they don't tell us about all the causes to all that happens here. Rather, what they're telling is only important for me to learn from them. They know what to explain, what not so important for me on the path of correction. For me to identify with it. Quality of the action due to that, because it's within the desire, within the feel. Item 19. Afterwards, on the sixth day, meaning that was on the fourth day, the accusation, all that saying. All right, 19. Later on, then the sixth day, Nukva returned to grow with the third discernment. And then there was a complete Patsuf. Where is it? Here, as back-to-back, corresponding to Chazeh de Ziranpin. And then, in her, there are five lights of the first five Sefirot of Ziranpin, which are Bechina of the first 5 days of creation, as we came to the 6 days, he said before. And all shone on the sixth day, which is the Tiferet in it, meaning of the Zeranpin. For the days are measured according to Zeranpin. And then Malchut is built and revealed in there, and the first five are shining in her from afar. From afar, meaning from above, from the first five Sefirot of Zeranpin, are shining in her into Malchut that stands below. Well, read 19.
We're on page Aleph Taf Resh Tzadik Tet, inner light of item 19. On the sixth day, she grew in this third Bechina, and the first five illuminated in her from afar, meaning the third Bechina of four Bechinot from back to back, which the Ari writes about in item 9, because this is the Partsuf of Gadlut of Mochin of Yesut, which the Nukva receives by barring the Rosh of Zeranpin to the place of his Chagat. In his own value, they are Nehi. And it is considered that the first five of Zeranpin shine in her from afar.
Meaning Zeranpin bowed its head, right? From his first five, he shines below his tabu, and that's where the Nukva is standing.
It turns out, since the Nukva was already completed in Ibur Yenikam Mochin of Achor and in Ibur Yenikam Mochin of Panim from the perspective of the Mochin of Yesut, meaning which come to her through the bowing of the Rosh until the sixth day, therefore she is worthy of receiving Ibur Yenikam Mochin of Panim and Achor from the Mochin of Abba V'Ima, because this is the order of the degrees. At first she receives all the Mochin of Yesut, and then she can receive the Mochin of Abba V'Ima. And therefore, her time has come to receive the third Bechina of Achor Be'Achor, back to back, from the Bechina of Yesut in Abba V'Ima, which are the Bechina of Mochin of Shabbat, which is the third Bechina here. And as he writes above, five lights of five first sefirot of Zeranpin, which are the Bechina of the first 5 days from the days of creation, they all shined on the sixth day, which is the Tiferet in him. Seemingly, it is contradicting what the Ari says in other places, that the 7 days of creation are only the seven bottom ones of Chagat Nehim, and the sixth day is Yesod. And here he says that the first 5 days are Kachab Chag, and the sixth day is Tiferet. And it is even more perplexing, because above in item 16 he says that on the fourth day, before the diminishment of the moon, she already had the illumination of the first five of Zeranpin, which shined on her from above downward. Therefore, on the fourth day, which is the Sefirah of Chesed of Zeranpin, according to the above, the first five Sefirot were not all revealed yet, only up to the Chesed. And how did they shine in Nukva from above downward?
Fourth day of act of creation, meaning there are 3 days, meaning three lights that affect the desire to receive. And they provide the desire to receive with the sensation of lines from above down. What is lacking for the desire itself to start working? Its work post 3 days on the fourth day when he discovered that he received from above. Well, what I received from above, I can't work with it. Hence, God, diminish yourself, start now receiving beside those lights as if the method of correction, the fourth and fifth days, bringing the Nukva, the method of correction. This method of correction, what are they on the fourth and fifth day? Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. Netzach, Zeranpin, and Hod is Malchut. So in the creature, there's already a certain system how to work between Netzach and Hod. Because Netzach is the upper one, the creator, and Hod is the creature. And when she, the Malchut, the creature, is working, understanding that system, that she can work and receive from Netzach, once she ascends to Hod, she needs to ascend to Hod, meaning she needs to feel herself as I, the creature that became equal and cleaving onto the Creator, I'm His partner. So when that work in preparation of the Malchut concludes, coming to the sixth day, the coupling between the Moker and then as a consequence of the Zivug, Shabbat occurs, the end of correction. Hence, the difference between fourth day and the sixth day is in acquiring the system of correction. As the accusation is that in such state, when I received only those preps from above and not yet, I'm not yet integrated in the work of Netzach and Hod, where Zion Pin must fall down, I come down to Netzach and I must ascend to Hod, then we're working. So Malchut isn't complete as yet. She has no chance of being complete as yet. Hence her accusation over the method of correction is I don't have as yet. Meaning there's a system, there's a material, there's everything, and there's a big infrastructure, big place for the whole of reality, but there's no instructions. I don't have inner Torah. And by the integration of Netzach in Hod, she begins to correct herself. Therefore, without accusation, meaning without the revelation of the lack in the work between Malchut and Zeranpin, from Hod towards Netzach, there's no advancement. As Netzach and Hod in the system of the worlds called Netzach and Hod as Zeranpin, they are being for us as a state, systematic, meaning in the system of the creator and the creature. What kind of simulator, let's say? Who is the creator? The upper force that presents itself within the system at certain actions, within the plan, within the software, within the cause and effects, etc. Everything. This is the creator. Who is the creator? Netzach of Zeranpin. This is where he presents itself. Who is the creature? In the same system, Hod. And then we have an instrument, a system where it is, and we can undergo corrections. Nevertheless, we are speaking of a system here. The first Adam is still later on. It is about how to build a system that would be integrated of all the steps in which later on Adam HaRishon would be able to go through and get to the goal. Let's attempt and connecting it with our work, otherwise it is very disconnected. Where are we?
The end of the second column.
All right, please.
And the thing is that indeed the Nukva does not begin to be built only after the Gadlut of the Neshama of Zeranpin. And therefore it is essential that on the fourth day, before the diminishment of the moon, Zeranpin already had Mochin of Gadlut of Mochin of Yesut, which is the Bechina of Neshama, soul of Zeranpin. And although the fourth day is only Netzach of Zeranpin, it turns out that even his Chagat Nehi did not grow yet. However, the days of creation are the Bechina of the lights of Zot and not the Kelim. For the Ari says above in item 16, when the world of Atzilut was created and Zon were born, then she started growing. Therefore, Zon were born in the beginning of creation, and immediately when they were born, they already had the Bechina of Nefesh. It turns out that in the first 3 days, which are Chagat, Zera Anpin obtained the Bechina of his Ruach, which is called Chagat. And on the fourth day, which is Netzach, he already attained the Bechina of the Gadlut, adulthood of his Neshama. And then also the Nukva grew in the Bechina of his Achor, in an equal degree until the Keter. And both of them used one Keter, one crown. As written, God had made the two great lights, meaning that both of them used one Keter.
Here in the system, it is described, really, third day, diminishment of the moon, fourth day, using one Keter. As if such transition from the lowness and the greatest humiliation up to the height of correction and... No. It all speaks of the order of the steady statue between lights and vessels. There's nothing beyond that, so don't get confused. In fact, there's confusion in the names, in the states that we don't know. But you have nothing more than light and vessel and the relationships between them. If you escape that, you get confused, you are flying all over the place, mysticism and whatever. You need to remain... you need to keep the connection. There are texts, when I read it, I'm told it is like a remedy. As much as you make the effort to understand, the better it is. And my intention is not to understand, rather to exert in understanding means to be in it. Because understanding can only be internal. The intellectual, but you suddenly connect between two or three words, it's worth nothing. You don't even know what it is. The essence of the things themselves. Hence, your effort to integrate with those terms and live in it and enter the same system, the same matrix, or the opposite, for it to permit you, for you to be reformatted, to be built according to the same system. You want to discover that you are indeed working according to that system. This is the main thing. No.
This is exactly my question. On the one hand, from the side of the system, it is perfect and so simple, state after state, and from the perspective of men,
on the part of man, there could be, the state of man could be between the two small proximate states, could be many incarnations.
This is exactly my question.
So
what is the detaining element from the side of man which makes it many incarnations and...
Well, say after Mahlov and Sof and restriction and a screen, she decides, she makes Zivug Dakar. She receives in order to bestow the light, expand below. When she finished receiving the light, then surrounding light comes and purifies the screen in Bituish Pinmin Makif. You see, I can tell you that within a minute, but you understand what huge actions are before you that, well, what?
What is this chewing gum that is in between that stretches the situations?
Klipa, a shell. The klipa does not allow us. Well, it gives us a sensation of time. It doesn't allow us to be in erasing the gap between the states, between the, if you cancel the shell, there's no time. All would shrink into one action, and that's it. Yes.
On what depends the ability of a person to overcome and not stretching this, prolonging this state?
To the extent he passes the shell that is in his sensation of time, movement, and place into a reflected light. By that, he cancels time, movement, and space and ascends from this world to a spiritual state. Yes.
I did not understand. A person is offended, hurt, he feels rejected, unwanted, and so on and so forth. How does he put all those things correctly? As the system is perfect, so can he perform such actions?
By what?
We're saying that Malchut made an accusation. A state after the fourth day, she is panim be panim, face to face, and they're using one crown.
Yeah, yeah.
Now a person feels that he gets some burning, and from that state he begins to calculate, he stretches time.
No, here Malchut does the opposite. Because should you desire to resemble Malchut, she's accusing what? That I'm incapable of bestowing with all my power. I want to receive in order to bestow. I'm built to receive in order to bestow, but I'm incapable of doing it. Because in the state where I'm sucking from Ima, like Zionpin, I receive chasadim, mercy, and bestow in order to bestow. It's not my role. By that, I'm not feeling that I'm doing anything at all. I'm not using my abilities. I am capable of much more. I am realizing myself by receiving in order to bestow. Where now can I do that? Specifically the opposite. I went so high and as if I cut all the vessels of reception out of myself. The main part I could do. So, this is an accusation.
This is on the third day and then on the first day?
No, that's on the fourth day, after 3 days, let's say. Because later on the same fourth day, same state called fourth day, there are many more actions. Well,
how not to involve all this human psychology and to work in a practical manner?
There's no choice. You must also, nevertheless, to evoke it in the right manner, from below upwards, in the desire to integrate within the book with all your guts. You want to feel. You want to feel yourself in these actions. You want to be in them emotionally, not intellectually. One cancels the other. Because the intellect provides fulfillment. It's not a problem of the intellect, it's a problem of the fulfillment from the intellect. Ah, I scrutinize one thing more. Ah, now I'm calmed down. Whether you want it or not, this is how it is. Now, in order not to calm down, then the right study is that you need to demand to understand things what you're studying. To understand is to incorporate in them. To know Adam knew Eve, meaning to connect in them. And we'll shift to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing. Let us find the upper one.
יש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות בקומה הראשונה נמצאים החברים ואילו בשנייה את השלם מוצאים בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחי שם הוא מסתתר אומרים לו לאדם שאי אפשר לפרוץ אם בבורא עולם רוצה אתה לחפוץ חברים, עשה זאת בשמחה כי רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה באהבת אחים נא את הרצון לישון ולברר למצוא את העליון שם הוא מסתכל הדרך לבורא אומרים מקוונים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים יש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות